We are mirrors of each other. We're all mirrors for each other. We have more in common than we think. And when we allow ourselves to look for the similarities instead of the differences, something powerful happens. We begin to see ourselves in others. And when we truly see ourselves, healing begins. Before I started this path, I wasn't open to that idea. I judged others. I needed to feel better than the people around me, so I pointed out what separated us. I picked at their flaws to cover up my own. It made me feel superior, but it also kept me sick and isolated. The truth? I believed I was a piece of crap, but still thought I had a better solution than you did. That's how twisted my thinking was. It wasn't until someone shared their story with me, raw and honest, that something shifted. I saw myself in them. For the first time, I recognized my reflection in someone else, and it changed everything. Seeing the truth in someone else. They had the same mental illness I did. They struggled the way I had. But they were getting help. They were doing the work. In that moment, I couldn't lie to myself anymore. I wasn't different. I wasn't better. I was just like them. And if they could find a way forward, maybe I could too. The power of similarities. Early in recovery, I was told, look for the similarities, not the differences. That became my mantra. So I listened. I really listened to what people were saying, how they were living, what they were feeling. And the more I listened, the more I saw myself reflected in their stories. I began to connect. But here's the thing. You have to be willing to see it. You have to let go of the need to feel different or better. You have to get honest about who you are. And sometimes, that honesty is tough. Those mirrors don't lie. They show us the parts of ourselves we've been trying to hide. Learning to accept the reflection. Looking in the mirror hasn't always been easy. There were times I saw things I didn't like. But I knew if I wanted to get better, I had to face it. That meant living with rigorous honesty. If I saw something in myself I didn't like, I had to address it, change it, or learn to accept it if I couldn't. We all walk around with mirrors. Sometimes our reflection helps others. Sometimes someone else's reflection helps us. Nothing is accidental. We cross paths with the people we're meant to. People who inspire us, challenge us, or show us who we really are. And if we're paying attention, those reflections can save our lives. From shame to shared light. I no longer hide my reflection. I don't carry shame about what I've lived through or how far I've come. My reflection is what connects me to others. And if someone else sees a piece of themselves in me, even better. Because just like someone else once helped me recognize myself, maybe my story, my mirror, can help someone else too. I also pay attention to what I see in other people. If I'm triggered, if someone feels off or uncomfortable, I ask myself, What is this showing me about me? Maybe it's something I need to look at. Maybe it's something I need to change. Maybe it's something I need to love. Recognizing myself in someone else's reflection is what saved my life. And it might just save yours if you're willing to look. Slay reflection. What do you see? 1. Are you open to seeing the commonality in others? What might be keeping you from looking? 2. Do you sometimes feel superior to others? Where did that come from? And how might it be holding you back? 3. What reflections have others shown you about yourself lately? How did you respond to them? 4. Are there parts of your reflection you've been avoiding? What's one small step you can take? What's one small step you can take toward healing or accepting it? 5. Have you ever seen yourself in someone else and felt less alone because of it? How did that moment change you? Call to action. Join the conversation. I'd love to hear from you. Have you ever seen yourself in someone else's story? And how did that moment change you? Share your story in the comments. Let's cheer each other on. And if you know someone who needs a reminder that they're not alone, send this to them. Sometimes all we need is a nudge. I'm Carrie Gonzalez, reading a blog from stateofslay.com. Slay on.